Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Great to be with you today. It is Friday. I love Friday. April 12th, 2024. Today we're talking about quit being a cheap agency owner. Talk about what that means. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Finance. Part of the way you can quit being a cheap agency owner is to get on board with Capital Premium Finance and start getting some of those overrides for all the E&S stuff that you place. Maybe you're not getting paid on, or maybe right now you're not getting paid enough on. You can go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on premium financing, get you hooked up with those folks over there at Capital Premium Finance. I highly recommend them. They are fantastic. If you've not talked to them, go try and do business with them. Call Ben. Call Matt. Call any of them. They're all great. Everybody that answers the phone, you're going to be winning with. So go to theinsurancestream.com again, click on services for your agency and payment processing. You will not regret the decision to go to Capital Premium Finance. I don't know any other company that does business like they do, and I've done business with several different premium finance companies, so we appreciate the sponsorship of today's show. All right, so on today's Daily Insurance Meditation, we're talking about quit being a cheap agency owner. You know, if you have a Gmail account, you don't even have a domain name for your agency, I'm talking to you. Go stop what you're doing right now. Pause this podcast, go to GoDaddy or somewhere, buy a domain name, get a professional email hooked up to it. If you don't have a website, stop what you're doing. Go build a website. Actually, go talk to Brightfire. Don't even build your own website. It's a waste of time. Brightfire is going to do a way better job than any of us could. And it's the process and is so easy. The cost is so low. It's a no-brainer to go with Brightfire. If you are, you know, sweating over all these little penny things here and there and nickel and dimes, and you're not investing, you haven't hired a quoter yet, you haven't hired any virtual assistants, I know that there's an argument to be made that you can't spend more than you have, right? Obviously. Nobody, you know, that's had any success will tell you that spending more than you have is a very good idea. There's some people that like to use debt. I'm not one of them, but there's a lot of people that experience success in debt. Which is, you know, sometimes that's really successful until the debt man comes to collect and the economy hits a contraction point, and then the people with cash win and the people with debt lose. So, you know, we haven't hit that day quite yet, but could happen. But there's people that will tell you that debt is a good way to go, and you know, maybe they can experience some kind of short-term success. I'm not a believer in it. But what I'm talking about is taking your expenses that you have and doing everything that you can to reallocate your funds to invest in your agency. And if you think you can't afford it, this is when you need to do it the most. Because when you make an investment in your agency, not every investment is going to be a winner. There's some basic fundamental things. Custom domain name with an email address, an agency website. There's these nuts and bolts corner things that you have to have. Okay, if you're going to be successful in the broad sense of the term, and by successful I mean freedom, I mean the ability to earn money while you're not at work. That is my definition of success in the insurance business. So if you're going to experience that kind of success, you're not going to do it with a Gmail account, you're not going to do it without a website, you're not going to do it without any of those basic fundamentals, but you're also not going to do it without staff. You're not going to do it without virtual assistants. Go talk to Viva. You're not going to do it without a quoter. Again, talk to Viva. You're not going to do it without hiring some licensed salespeople. And you have to scale this infrastructure underneath of you first, but you're going to have to reallocate your personal expenses. You're going to have to get rid of the car with the car payment. You're going to have to maybe move into a cheaper place. You're going to have to make sacrifices, or you have to work longer hours and sell more insurance. Those are pretty much your choices. Make more money, spend less money on the personal side. Invest in your business. Do not be a cheap agency owner. Don't short yourself that way. You have so much waiting for you on the other side of this thing that I promise you, if you make the right investments, you do the right things, you hire the quoter, you process things in bulk, you invest your time in commercial insurance this year. Maybe next year we could go back and do some more personal lines insurance. But if you are looking for growth and you're looking for financial freedom, You need to quit being a cheap agency owner and giving your business that's supposed to feed you money the short end of the stick. Invest in your business, and I promise you, if you use multiple ways to invest in it, you do multiple avenues, you know, bring Brightfire on, and their stuff is so cheap, it's like a no-brainer, right? If you don't hire Brightfire, you're a cheap agency owner. I mean, maybe you don't need them. Maybe you've got all these skills in-house. I don't. That's why we hired them. But if you invest in your business and you try 10 things out, maybe seven or eight of them are a dud, the two or three that take off and they go somewhere, they are going to 10x what you put into all 10 programs. I promise. This has been your daily insurance meditation.